just told everybody here that Deion Sanders was going to show up with the Colorado Buffaloes. Show everybody that he means business.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
86 new players. 86.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
I don't understand why people think that he's just doing this just for him. He is a coach.
Earlier on the show, Lions head coach Dan Campbell. Fox Sports college football analyst Bruce Feldman. Coming up, Jets general manager Joe Douglas. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air live on the Roku channel, which is free on all Roku devices, select Samsung Smart TV. It is also free on Amazon Fire TV. It is free on the Roku app and the RokuChannel.com. And I will describe for the radio audience, terrestrial Sirius XM, what you're missing if you're not seeing us. Is this fantastic blue button-down shirt? I go. By the way, I'll go button down.
Not button up.
No.
Well, do you button it down when you put it on?
Yes, I do.
You start at the top.
I go down. You start at the bottom, button and button up.
I opposite.
Yeah. I have no idea.
You don't think about it, do you?
I don't.
No.
You don't usually wear button downs. Or ups.
Not really.
I honestly.
I don't know. People get call mad that I button it all the way to the top. Like, who cares? Let me wear the shirt how I want.
You know what?
It's a zipper up.
I'll be honest. It does anger me. Like, I have anger when I see it.
It's not a zipper down.
Too bad.
It's a zipper up.
I feel the same way about your comments on my power rankings.
Because they could have been better.
The thing about the button up or button down is when you have the buttons on the collar, that's a button down.
Correct. You button down the collar. It's a button down collar shirt.
Then it's just a button up.
Yeah. No, you button down the collars.
Yeah, but if you don't have that.
And then you button down the shirt. That's
you don't have that on that shirt.
Guys, all I know is this.
You are not serious people.
Certainly when it comes to my power ranking.
We're not serious people.
Great chat with Bruce Feldman in studio. Talked all about Deion. I mean, Florida State blows out LSU and Duke beats Clemson, and there's so much to talk about, but it is Deion's current world.
He's the moment right now.
Period. End story.
Doesn't matter.
Dan Campbell of the Lions was on in hour number one. But joining me right now is a man who gives me much joy. He knows it. And now I get to tell him that. Once again, he's the general manager of the New York Jets, Joe Douglas, here on the Rich Eisen Show. How are you, sir?
Hey, Rich. How you doing, bud? Good to be back.
Oh. How am I doing? Well, that's a great question. I'm filled with hope. I'm filled with excitement, Joe. And I like what you're doing. I like the cut of your jib, sir. I'm not going to lie. I appreciate it. That's how I'm doing. How are you?
We're good. It's our off day today and tidying up a few things. And then we roll into the week of practice getting ready for Buffalo on Monday night.
You feeling super, Joe? Is that a word you would use, an adjective to describe how you're feeling? You describe yourself as super?
I think everybody's excited. I think we're ready to get this thing going. I mean, we've been in camp since July 19th, so you know, we've had almost a two-month-long camp, so it'll be good to get this thing rolling.
Yeah, okay. You won't even use the adjective. Do you use the adjective? Like you go to the market, you won't even call it a supermarket? Is that what's going on in your life right now, Joe? You won't even use the word?
There's other superlatives that I'll use. you know, I think there's the right time to use.
It's not called the superlative bowl, Joe. You know what it's called. You know? Aaron didn't say that the superlative trophy is lonely. You know what I mean? He said the word.
He said the word, and you know, we're all doing this for the same goal, right?
Okay.
So
all right,
that road starts soon. So we're just fired up to get this thing going.
When did Rodgers first show up on your radar screen, Joe?
I think the first time he showed up on the radar screen was about a week after the season when I had an initial call with Brian and. At the time, I didn't see it as a realistic option. You hold him in such reverence as a player and what he's done, and you know we're in the middle of our end of season process and getting ready to get in with the coaches and dive into everything that we need to do to put our off season plan together. And so that was just an initial conversation, and then as the days and the weeks progressed, we got closer to the combine, closer to free agency, and I think that's when it started to become more of a reality as we were talking with Dave Dunn and Brian.
And at any point when you mentioned the idea to Woody Johnson, did he say, really? We're going to go for Green Bay's GOAT, first ballot Hall of Famer quarterback again? Did he have any sort of flashbacks that you had to work through with the man who writes the checks, Joe, on that?
No, I mean, I think from day one, Woody was excited about this opportunity, mm-hmm. about adding a player of this caliber to the team. And not only him, but just, you know, any great player. You know, we've been able to add some really good players over the last couple of years, and, you know, adding a guy like Aaron and adding a guy like Dalvin. I mean, you know, Woody's been very very supportive in going after players like that.
When did you first learn the interest was mutual with Rodgers, Joe?
I think it was when we were allowed to talk with Dave Dunn.
Mm-hmm.
They gave us permission around the combine to have that initial discussion. And then the more we talked, the more it became this could be a realistic option. And then, of course, when we all jumped on the plane and flew out to Malibu, that's probably when it became surreal and real, you know, at the same time.
Why was it surreal to you?
I just flying out to go see Aaron Rodgers and sitting in his home, talk to him about joining the New York Jets, you know, a team that you've been working with for the last few years. And
yeah,
it's surreal, you know, sitting there and having those conversations and getting to know him as a person, because you know all about him as a player, but getting to know him as a man, that was a special thing.
When was his contract redone? Was that part of the delay that was between that dinner and the actual trade, Joe, talking contract, that, you know, Rodgers 100% coughed up money that he could earn if he finished his contract, but took less of that money to go to the Jets, Joe?
Yeah, I don't think that was part of the delay in terms of the trade.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like the delay was just us and Brian working it out into what the terms would be for the trade. But it wasn't about the contract.
So the contract had nothing to do with it. But was it around then when he said, let's do this? Because obviously I'd imagine you needed some certainty on that front to acquire Aaron Rodgers, Joe.
Yeah, there were some initial conversations. We didn't really hammer it out until we got into training camp. But there was just some initial conversations of what it might look like, some kind of broad strokes. And then we finalized everything once shortly after we came back in July.
And then just seeing him, it looks like he's been around the metropolitan area his whole life, you know, with what's been going on. Are you even somewhat taken aback at how comfortable he has appeared and how quickly he has taken over the role of leading this team and the players who are excited to follow him? I'm wondering your perspective on all of that, Joe Douglas.
Yeah, you know, not after my initial opportunity to get to meet him. I was certainly blown away just by his how thoughtful, how genuine he is as a person. So I'm not surprised that he was able to come here and really build these connections with his teammates, ingratiate himself with the city of New York. I think it's been a natural thing for him, and it's been cool to see these relationships blossom as he's been here.
Joe Douglas, general manager of the New York Jets, here on the Rich Eisen Show. You got Quinnen Williams done. You got Dalvin Cook done. I'm assuming Cook would not have been able to get done had Rodgers not taken less money. Is that a fair assessment, Joe?
Well, I think we had some flexibility with our budget, with our cap situation. I think certainly us getting Quinnen done before training camp, so that we could spread out the signing bonus, prorate the signing bonus, and not have a large chunk of money sitting on the cap in paragraph 5, mm-hmm. in his salary. That certainly went into it as well. But again, it was an opportunity for us to add an outstanding player in Dalvin, and a guy that is explosive playmaker, and we feel like we have a lot of dynamic playmakers on this offense and defense, but some good young dynamic offensive weapons. And then with us being able to get Quinn and Dunn, who we feel, everyone feels, is an absolute game wrecker for our defense. That was a key component to getting Dalvin in the building too.
And then Dalvin, was he acquired because at the time you still were iffy on Breece Hall's readiness to take the same similar workload as his truncated rookie season, Joe?
No, we felt good about Breece because Breece has been attacking his rehab unbelievably. And we knew we had a timetable that either that we could practice in Carolina or Tampa, that he was going to be ready to re-enter practice and get up to speed. I think this was just an opportunity to add a difference maker on offense. Mm-hmm. And just so happens to be the same position as Breece and Michael Carter. And, Izzy, the Bonaconda is another running back that had a really good preseason for us. But, we feel like we have a really strong room there, and so that we can really, it gives us more options, more flexibility in terms of our play calling.
And the fact that Dalvin was available is because of the current state of the running back market. Your perspective on the subject matter, that your co-tenant, as you know, in MetLife, dealt with this issue significantly with Saquon, but you're a general manager. You're one of the 32 that helped set a market for a running back market. What's your two cents in what you're hearing, how running backs think that they're not paid what they're worth in the NFL, Joe?
Yeah, it's a little bit of a market oddity, I feel like. And, you could say maybe it's because of analytics and the pass game has been so valued over the last few years. But, in my mind, just in the way I've come up in football, running backs still matter. And especially for a team that plays where we play and a team that doesn't have a roof, and when things get cold and you're competing in the playoffs and you're competing for an opportunity to go to the Super Bowl, the run game, physical play still matters. And so it's gonna be important for us.
And so let's Joe Douglas, a couple minutes left with the general manager of the New York Jets right here on the Rich Eisen Show. So Breece Hall looks the same to you? He's going to come out of the box on Monday night looking this like the same guy who was running through holes and increasing goal lines for the Jets last year?
Yeah, I mean, his first practice back, I think it was his first or second practice, we split him out wide as a wide receiver. He runs a slant route, and he just splits the defense with that speed that we saw last year. And it couldn't help but put a smile on your face, seeing him catch that ball and split the defense the way he did, and showing everybody that gas that he still has. Our GPS proved it. So it's been great integrating him back into the offense. And, last week when we were able to have him and Dalvin back there and just the cool things that we can do. It's been fun to walk out there and practice every day.
Okay, so Dalvin's in the backfield. Rodgers is under center. Breece Hall split out wide on the same field as Garrett Wilson. Is that what you're telling me? Is this what you're saying to me, Joe Douglas? Is that what you're saying to me? Yay.
No, I'm not saying that at all. Just saying that there could be some cool options. I don't know if it'll be exactly like that.
Well, I'm not trying to look. Come on, like the Bills, like we're not telling any tales out of school here. I'm just trying to point out, like, this is the firepower with which the Jets are entering the National Football League 2023 season. Just as a possibility, I didn't even mention the other guys like Lazard or anybody else. Just in theoretically,
yeah,
Joe Douglas.
Allen looks really good too, and course Garrett, and Cobbie's he's doing a great job, and he's so great for that room, for our team. So we do have a good mix of players, a good mix of youth and veteran presence on offense and defense.
Can confirm. All right, so then what's your best Rodgers story that you either witnessed or heard about where you're like, okay, that's the guy. That's the guy that we were hoping to get when I first had him on a radar screen after the season, and then things got real at the combine, and then things got even more real around free agency in the draft, and it happened, and now he's here. Where you're like, okay, this is it. You got one for me on that front, Joe?
It's like a collage for me. It's not like one particular thing. Mm-hmm. It's the handshakes he has with Sauce and, you know, Michael Carter. It's Sauce giving him the necklace. It's him, you know, the way he basically gives the defensive players, whether it's Sauce or Quinnen, little nuggets and ways that they can get better. It's not one thing. I feel like it's just been like dozens and dozens of little moments that have added up to be a huge thing.
And he's also said this is not just a one-year deal. Do you get that sense, Joe? Or has he literally said those words to you that you're willing to share in New York?
I mean, I think he's – I'm not going to put any words in Aaron Rodgers' mouth. I think he's he seems to be in a happy place. And, I we want to keep him there. And we just kind of attack this one day at a time, but I feel like he's in a good place. We have got a lot of young players and veteran players that are in a good place, and now we just have to go out and execute.
But in terms of just, I am mandated to say, because again, this is important to me too, Joe Douglas, that, you know, for the future, you do know you have to FaceTime him at home, right? Not call him at home. You know that, right, Joe? You're supposed to do that?
Yeah, I heard that. I heard the reception wasn't great there.
But how about Jersey? Have we tested it? Have you personally tested his home cell phone range? Have you personally tested this, Joe? We good?
So I feel like the cell service has been great here.
Okay, great.
Jersey. And we haven't had to cross that FaceTime barrier. Because I was very upfront. Like, I'm not a huge FaceTime guy of, like, guy to guy. You know, I do that with, like, my wife and kids occasionally.
Okay. Right.
But I was very upfront, like, I'm really not a dude-to-dude FaceTime guy. But, text, call, let's do it face-to-face, absolutely.
But that's crucial communication, that you've put that out there, and that you know, like, if you call him at home and it goes straight to voicemail, you got to FaceTime Joe. Just, you know, for him, let's make that dude-to-dude exception.
There's no doubt, especially if it's an emergency.
Okay, very good. Just want to make sure.
That is the threshold I definitely would cross for him.
All right. Joe, I'm very excited about the flight plan. I'm not going to lie. Very excited about the flight plan. So you take off, sir, and I look forward to seeing you Monday night and beyond. Please look for more of my phone calls. You have my very fragile emotions in your hands, Joe. I'm not going to lie. Very fragile.
I appreciate you, Rich. Appreciate your support.
Not as fragile as Mike Greenberg's. Let's be straight up about that, okay? Let's straight up. But I'm. But it's still fragile nonetheless. Okay, Joe? I appreciate it.
Appreciate you, Rich.
You got it, man. And thanks for the hard knocks, okays. I greatly appreciate that. That was fun. That was great.
They did a great job with that.
Excellent. Joe, you be well, sir. You be well. Thanks again. Have a great Monday and beyond. We'll chat soon.
Thanks, Rich. Thanks, guys.
General manager of the New York Jets, Joe Douglas, the man who put this team and roster together.
Not a lot of hard questions from you.
What do you mean, not a lot of hard? What are you talking about?
Just kind of softballs.
Like what are you talking about? Like, what's the hardball questions for him? What's the up and in?
I thought you'd go a little, you know, just challenge him a little bit.
Challenge him? What's the challenge him on? What's the challenge?
You know, about anything.
We didn't last year have the worst year maybe in a long time that he immediately rectified with the acquisition of Aaron Rodgers. Oh, wait a minute, he did that. Like, what is it?
I don't know. You have him 6 in your power rankings. I thought you might bring that up.
You were complaining it was too high. Now you're thinking it's too low.
Expectations.
I'm done with the troll. You just focus on your quick game. We'll see you in week 3, pal.
Matt Corral's out there.
That game's going to be personal.
Matt Corral.
I can't wait.
Yes.
Matt Corral's out there.
Golden Corral and Legal Seafood getting together.
Quarterback packages.
All right, we're going to take a break. And here's what's going to happen. We're going to take phone calls. And I'm going to do the win-loss game for the New York Jets and
long overdue.
The mystery that still lurks in the National Football League is still lurking. What do I mean by that? You'll have to stay tuned. You see how I use the word tune?
Hey!
These are called breadcrumbs.
Hey!
Follow them to return after this commercial break. Look, Let's talk about AG1, people, a new partner of the Rich Eisen Show, a daily foundational nutritional supplement that helps support whole body health. And if you're like me, then it's so hard to keep up with a supplement routine throughout your busy day when it comes with a bunch of products on top of it. So when you drink AG1, you notice an overall feeling of health. It can help support your mental clarity, improve digestion, focus. Drink it in the morning, drink it in the afternoon, before working out in the morning, before making your coffee, starting your day. Makes you feel unstoppable, ready to take on the day and anything that comes your way. If you want help taking ownership of your health, and of course you do, try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D and five free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase. Go to drinkag1.com/Eisen. That's drinkag1.com/Eisen. Take ownership of your health right now. Check it out. drinkag1.com/Eisen. Hey, it's Rich Eisen. You want an exciting and fast-paced podcast based on one of the most popular segments in the history of the Rich Eisen Show? Well, you got it. Overreaction Monday, hosted by me, Rich Eisen, and my compadre, Chris Brockman. And every Monday, we're going to dive into the headlines from pro and college football and overreact. Are you ready, Chris Brockman? Yay or nay?
Yes, Rich. No holding back, buddy. I'm coming for you.
Absolutely what you need to hear. Overreaction Monday, every single Wait For It Monday, wherever you listen. The caller there right now here on the Rich Eisen Show. Who is this person? Hello?
Hello, Rich. This is a guy that's not all that keen on French fries, but I want to tell you happy birthday.
Oh, my God. Is this
birthday to you. No, I'm going to sing a happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, old Richie. Happy birthday to you and a whole lot more. It is your old pal, Joe Willie, roll tide and go Jets,
man. Joe, this is the greatest thing of all time. Thank you for doing this. How you doing?
Well, I'm a fan. I've known you for a long time, and all of a sudden you've lived a long time, and I hope you live a whole lot longer, too.
Oh, my God, Joe. You don't have no idea what this means to me right now to get a call from you on my birthday. Thank you so much. I don't even know how to say it.
As one of your fans, you've got millions of fans out there these days, man. So keep up the good work. I love listening to you.
Thank
you. And seeing you on occasion.
I appreciate that, you know, because, you know, I was born the year you won the Super Bowl, Joe. That's the year I was born.
That was a good year. You see that? That was a very good year.
It was a good year and a day in the life. It was a good year and a day in the life for sure. But, you know, I'd love to be able to not have to say that, right? I'd love to be able to talk about some other championship other than that, Joe. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, that may come about. So once again, man, I don't want to take your time up here much. I know you're talking about some important things. But I love you. Happy
Thanks,
birthday,
Joe.
And I look forward to seeing you around camp.
Fine. Nothing beats being sung happy birthday to Joe Namath. Now I know how JFK felt. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Sitting here at the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. K-Jack in Long Beach, California. Let's do this right here. Right here in the heart of Charger Country. K-Jack, are you about to show us your lightning bolt? Is that what's about to happen? Uh-oh. K-Jack, you got to turn down your sound. You got to turn down your... How does Adam not tell somebody that? I'm blaming this on Adam, by the way. K-Jack, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, you got to turn down your television set. We've been waiting for you.
Okay.
By the way, the only thing that wasn't a drawback to that was me listening to my own voice. All right. K-Jack, you there?
Yes, sir.
All right. You want to play the win-loss game for which team?
LA Chargers.
Well, that means I now know that you're a Charger fan. Okay, now I know that. We don't need to confirm it. All right. Long Beach, I want to hear from you.
React to me.
React. Yes. Win-loss. The Miami Dolphins, what happened Sunday?
Win.
At the Titans.
Win.
At the Vikings.
Loss.
Oh, my goodness. But I enjoy the emotion swing.
Yeah, right.
Home for the Raiders.
Oh, who's sweeping them? You ain't got to ask me that, the next one.
So that's a win?
Yes.
Yeah, off the bye, 3-1, home for the Cowboys on a Monday night that TJ will be sitting at home to watch.
TJ, you can have that one. Win. I'm lost.
3-2 at the Chiefs.
Win.
4-2, home for the Bears.
Win.
5-2 at the Jets. At the L. Jets. At the Jets. What do you got?
That's an L.
5-3. Home for the Lions.
Win.
At the Green Bay Packers. 6-3.
Win.
7-3. Home for the Ravens.
I'll be at that game. We're going to lose that one.
7-4 at the Patriots.
Win, Chris.
Come on.
8-4. Yeah. Home for the Broncos.
Win.
9-4 at the Raiders on a Thursday night.
Win.
10-4 home for the Bills.
Lost.
10-5 at the Broncos.
Lost. I mean, win.
11-5 home for the Chiefs.
Lost.
11-6, nice. Just like Kyle and Vasilia said, the same thing.
That's nice.
But it just didn't take me as much of a roller coaster ride as K-Jack just took me on. Thank you for the call, K-Jack, in Long Beach. Biggest mystery in the NFL coming into the season. Biggest mystery coming into the NFL this season is, without question, who's starting for the Arizona Cardinals this weekend. We've been on pins and needles. What a yarn Jonathan Gannon is spinning for all of us. The head coach of the Arizona Cardinals, who knew, took the job knowing that Kyler Murray's knee had just been blown out, and knew, we all knew, all non-playing season long, that Kyler Murray would not be ready for week one. And boy, they love Kyler Murray there. If I'm not mistaken, before the draft weekend, didn't they all fly out en masse to Oklahoma for the unveiling of Kyler Murray's statue there?
I believe
they're all in
correct.
On Kyler. Yeah, yeah. Well, why not? Because he's Kyler Murray, and they've got a long-term contract there, but he's hurt.
Good player.
We all knew. So, of course, one thing they might not have known, though, in all seriousness, is that Colt McCoy wasn't ready, wasn't it anymore, didn't have it anymore. I don't know. Maybe he looked great, really good in the spring, and then all of a sudden he came back after summer break and fell apart. Because how do you not have a plan at quarterback going into the playing season? How do you go into the playing season acquiring a quarterback from another team and saying, I think you're our week one starter, 2 weeks before the season? As Josh Dobbs, we're all assuming it's him, but there's another rookie quarterback out there. We're all focused on the top four picks in the draft, three of them being quarterbacks. Bryce Young, C.J. Stroud, and then the fourth overall pick, Anthony Richardson. We're all focused on those guys, aren't we? There's Clayton Tune, people. Houston's Clayton Tune, whose numbers in college, very similar to Brock Purdy's. Very similar in terms of experience, in terms of attempts, in terms of yards, in terms of wins. Very similar. So make all the fun you want. And clearly we have been. Because honestly, you're going to go into, after all this time, 2 weeks, you're going to pivot? Let's get Josh Dobbs and let's have him battle it out for the last 2 weeks with Clayton Tune. And then Jonathan Gannon says we're not tipping our hand to the Washington Commanders, and Jack Del Rio must be sitting back there laughing at this dust up. So here we go. What about now? What about today? The Wednesday before opening weekend. Jonathan Gannon, who's your quarterback? You have the floor.
You guys have made a decision on the starter, just aren't telling us, right?
Yeah, players know the plan.
When it comes to your starting QB, do you just plan on rolling it on Sunday? Might you tell us Friday? Could you do something Saturday?
No, guys, I ain't telling you anything.
He's in the mode, man. He's got the playoff beard going on, the grizzle. And you know what? Once again, the man who he coached for and with in Philadelphia, Nick Sirianni's opening press conference in Philadelphia, was an absolute disaster. Bad. We all thought this guy is like a deer in headlights. Philadelphia is going to chew him up and spit him out, and instead they love the guy because he showed off a personality we didn't see at all. And then, you know, He starts talking about you got to water and fertilize and all that sort of stuff. And we're sitting there going, what is this guy talking about?
What?
The guys in that locker room must be looking at him saying, who are you? And what are you talking about? And now look at him. So we have to have this caveat. Because Gannon's coming out of the box the same way we were all thinking about Sirianni.
That's true.
100%. And the fire has been friendly because it's videos the Cardinals keep putting out. When he met Rondale Moore going, pew, pew, pew. You know, like, boy, fireworks, sparks. And you're like, what?
Pew, pew.
You know, how are you, fellow kid? You know, like, it's, what?
And he's not even 40, right?
And then again, I can't get past this. The video the Cardinals put out through Schefter, like the one of the biggest megaphones out there in the social media world. For their in-house, I guess, Hard Knocks. I still don't understand this. I have truly asked so many people in our business, scouts, analysts. I asked this of Kurt and Mooch. I'll rope them in last night during a commercial break. What does that mean? Is it good to be on the bus because you're part of a team? Or that's bad because that's the easy way, the herd mentality, or to get to the game? Or is it good that you're driving yourself because you're driven? You're driving yourself to be great.
Okay.
Or is that bad because you're not part of the team if you're driving yourself, you're not with the guys? I honestly do not understand it. To this day. And I've probably spent too much time thinking about this.
Yeah, way too much time.
No, I know.
I'm going to say someone who's produced a lot of reality shows, I watch that and I go, this was not, like, this was edited together. I don't think that was one simple chain of thought.
I don't know.
I feel like that was pieced
what's
together.
Edited together is the shots of Hollywood Brown.
Yeah, that was put in there too.
And Buda Baker.
Just like, huh?
Just like where it does those reaction shots. If I was in the edit bay, I'd be like, let's not use those because I'm confused by what a coach means. And this makes it look like the players are not locked in.
And yet they edit it like that.
But he does come across like Kendall Roy trying to talk about Life Plus, you know, like. And this to me is a big setup because one of the things that's out there. In all honesty, is Caleb Williams out here in Los Angeles. You know what his dad said? Because we're assuming that if this goes the wrong way, like let's just say the bus is the bad thing and they take the bus in the 2023 season and they're first overall. Did you see what, you know, Caleb Williams, it came out last week, was maybe considering not entering the draft. And his dad told GQ Magazine.
Yeah, big profile out today.
Right. That the system is completely backwards in the NFL, saying the way the system is constructed, you go to the worst possible situation, the worst possible team, the worst organization in the league because of their desire for parity gets the first pick. So it's the gift and the curse. So if there's not a good situation, the truth is he can come back to school. Now, that's true. He can do that. And my point also is Carolina wound up being first on the clock, didn't they?
Yep.
Because they traded in. Now, nobody's going to give up the pick for Caleb Williams. But the Bears were first on the clock. Were they first on the clock because they have a horrible organization? I know Bears fans, you don't answer that. But I don't know. I kind of dig Ryan Poles and Eberflus. You can't say no.
It could be information to change your life forever. Or the Something You Should Know podcast could just be something interesting.
My guest is Kim Zuckman. She is author of the book, There's No Cream in Cream Soda. I don't think I've ever really known the story of why they're called hot dogs.
There are so many legends about the name of the hot dog. When the Germans immigrants came over and they brought all of their sausages, they also brought their dachshunds. It really is because they kind of look like dachshunds.
Something You Should Know, wherever you listen.
Eight in the World Series of Poker with Matt Damon to prep for the role of Worm and Rounders.
We played in the World Series, Matt and I, not to prep. We'd after the shoot. We were done with the film.
No kidding.
It was part of the run-up promoting the film. We both played along well.
Mm-hmm.
And the coaching we'd gotten from Johnny Chan and Phil Hellmuth and a lot of these other guys stood us in good stead. And I got some good cards and won a few hands and everything. We both had very, like, dramatic exits. I actually played a Johnny Chan tip. I played pocket nines mm-hmm. when I was on the button
uh-huh.
and ended up with kind of, I bet it as though it was an ace king or something like that. I got a middle flop. I got a nine and a 10, and then I got a second 10. So I had a pretty much unreadable full house.
Yes.
And I got beat by four tens.
Get out of here.
By a guy named Surinder Singh.
He quadded tens against your boat?
Quad tens against an unreadable full house. And when I called, and I had more chips than him, when I flipped the boat,
yeah.
the whole table exploded. They were like, he's going to take Surinder Singh out of the tournament.
Yeah.
And he flipped quad tens.
Unbelievable.
Yep. It was incredible.
I was going to say, do you remember the hand that you went out with?
Every,
but how could you not remember that?
There's more details of it too. But he said to me later, he goes on 99 out of 100 times, he goes, you would have not. He says, I had no idea that you had that hand. I'm blown away.
That and makes it said, worse, though, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, worse. I still, as we're talking about it,
yeah.
we're talking about it, and I'm having the Saving Private Ryan moment where everything goes silent again. And, you know, I was trying to play it off,
what?
But I just, even gut shot, when they talk about being gut shot,
that's
I was
it.
Gut shot,
that
literally.
That is the definition. Fun stuff all on our YouTube page, youtube.com/RichEisen Show. All right, we're back here on the program. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Phone lines are completely lit. Michael in Knoxville, Tennessee. We have not had a Tennessee Titan win-loss game player, but I believe we're about to have one now. Are you there, Michael?
Hello, Rich.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing fine, thanks. How are you?
I need to know a win or a loss for the Tennessee Titans. Mike, do you have the film music? Do you have the music? There you go. At the New Orleans Saints, what do you got for me, Michael?
That's a loss.
Home for the Chargers.
That's a win.
At the Cleveland Browns.
That's a win.
Home for the Bengals.
That's a loss.
2-2 at the Colts.
That's a win.
3-2 at Tottenham against the Ravens in London.
That's a loss.
3-3 coming off the bye against the Falcons.
That's a win.
4-3 at the Steelers on a Thursday night.
Now, Rich, this is going to be a loss. This is actually where they're going to lose Derrick Henry.
Oh, no.
To see the beginning of the Ty J. Spears Rookie of the Year campaign.
What a what an absolute, you know, specific prediction. 4-4 at the Buccaneers.
That's a win.
5-4 at the Jaguars.
That's a loss.
5-5 home for the Panthers.
That's a win.
6-5 home for the Colts.
That's a win.
7-5 at the Dolphins on a Monday night.
That's a loss.
7-6 home for the Texans.
Win.
8-6 home for the Seahawks.
That's a win.
9-6 at the Texans.
That's a win.
10-6 home for the Jaguars.
That's a final season loss.
All right. That's 10-7. That might be for the division, right, Chris? Thanks for the call. Greatly appreciate
it. Feels like it.
Is that Michael in Knoxville?
Yeah, Mike in Knoxville.
Okay. Tony in Georgia, let's take your phone call. What's up, Tony?
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Tony, do you know people in this studio, Tony?
I know three.
Who do you know?
TJ, Mike, and you.
Okay. Chris, who is Tony in Georgia?
Come on, Tony. We're supposed to be pals. This is Sarah's father, Tony.
Oh, my goodness.
Diehard Georgia fan and Falcons.
Okay, so you're legit. So we have confirmed that you're a legitimate Falcon fan on the phone line, Tony.
Legitimate Falcon fan.
All right.
I wanted to say one thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very happy about the Thanksgiving game with Green Bay and Detroit.
Okay.
I grew up in Michigan, you know, watching those muddy ball games in Brick Stadium.
Okay. Well, are you ready to play the win-loss game, Tony? This might be one of the most important win-loss games around.
Yeah. Chris,
okay.
Listen up here, Chris, so you will get a little education.
All right.
Okay.
Tony Tiana.
Tony Haynes.
Okay. Nice. Home for the Carolina Panthers. What's up, Tony?
That's a win.
All right. Home for the Packers.
That's a win.
At the Detroit Lions.
That's a loss.
2-1 at the Jaguars, Tony.
Loss.
2-2 home for the Texans.
Win.
3-2 home for the Commanders.
Win.
4-2 at the Buccaneers.
Win.
5-2 at the Titans.
Win.
6-2 home for the Vikings.
That's going to be a loss.
6-3 at the Cardinals.
Oh, that's a major win.
7-3.
Everyone just
fears the stash.
They're the Rodney Dangerfields of the NFL right now.
Fear the stash. 7-3 coming off the bye, home for the Saints.
That's a win.
8-3 at the Jets.
We're going to go down there.
8-4 home for the Bucks.
We're going to win that game.
9-4 at the Panthers.
We're going to lose that one.
9-5 home for the Colts.
Win there.
10-5 at the Bears.
That's going to be a loss.
10-6 at the Saints.
At the Saints is a loss.
10-7.
10-7.
All right.
That's playoffs.
Yep. Okay. Thank you very much.
Good year. Going to be better than last year.
Your daughter's awesome, Tony.
Yeah. Thank you all.
Thanks, Tony.
You got it. There you go. Bud. It's Tony in Georgia.
And your grandson's really cool, too, Tony.
He's all right.
I dig him.
The father is a nut job.
Know, that's debatable.
Okay. It is time.
Oh, baby.
I am about to do the Jets win-loss game. No one's called in for the Jets yet. I think everyone knows this is my territory.
Well, they knew we wouldn't put the call through.
No, it's not true. I would have taken one. I'd have taken one, but nobody's done it yet. I'm about
Adam hangs up on them when they
check the box.
And when you lose, I win.
And here's the thing. I just spoke to Joe Douglas, the general manager of the New York Jets.
Right.
And he told us, when I asked, is Breece Hall back? Does he look like the Breece Hall who ran through holes and creased end zones? He not only said yes, he told a story about him being split wide.
I don't think he was supposed to tell that story.
And he's split wide. look, Breece Hall's been split wide before. But split wide before with Dalvin Cook in the backfield and Aaron Rodgers on the center?
I mean, I wish we
That has not happened. Excuse me. That has not happened. Can confirm. That has not happened.
Well, that's true.
And this is now what's filling my head with Quinn and Williams rushing passers with heavy pockets. And Jermaine Johnson being there as well. And that defensive line in front connected with Sauce in the back. And Lazard and Cobb joining their BFFs, Aaron Rodgers.
If you ain't got no haters, you ain't popping.
That's correct. And I'm popping.
This guy.
Give me the music I require.
You get the bells, Rich. Give him his music.
You get the bells.
Give me the schedule.
Hold on.
And run it down, Chris.
Monday night against Buffalo.
That's a win.
At Dallas, week 2.
That's a win.
Home for New England.
Oh, baby. There is family business to be settled like it's on the courthouse steps and in the massage parlor in Las Vegas.
3-0 Sunday night against Kansas City.
That's a win. Against what are we now? Who is next?
Why, I just assumed you were beating the Patriots. Sunday night, Kansas City, week 4.
That'll be a loss.
He is humble. At Denver.
Let me tell you this.
The Hackett Bowl, week 5.
Let me tell you
5.
Something. The spot where Breece blew out his knee and Hackett got blown out, they're going to show up in Gilligan's hats, and that is a W. That is a win, as more than any of those on the screen are a win. 4-1.
Week 6, Super Bowl preview against the Eagles.
They're going to lose that one.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it'll be 2 in a row at home, and then a lot of folks will be kind of flipping out at the bye.
Into the bye, week 7. Week 8, MetLife, Giants, Snoopy Bowl.
5-2. Saquon's dad's going to be rooting for the Jets, too.
Wow.
5-2. That's home. What he grew up rooting for the Jets.
Home for the Chargers, Monday night.
Please, please.
Please what?
6-2.
Wow.
6-2.
And
Vegas, that's another piece of
week
family
10,
business settled.
Vegas.
That's a win. 7-3. 7-3. What's next?
Oh, no. You're 8-2 right now.
Oh, 8-2? Okay, 8-2.
At Buffalo, Sunday, week 11.
Okay, at Buffalo, that's a loss. Wait a minute. Hoskins is keeping track. You're terrible at keeping track. What do we got right
now?
That's
the third loss.
What's this record right now?
You're 8-3.
7-3. 7-3. 7-3 entering week 12. Yeah, go ahead. 7-3.
Miami. Friday.
Black Friday.
Black Friday. Dolphins.
No. That's a Green Friday win.
Wow. Home for the Falcons.
9-3. Win.
Houston.
10-3. Win.
At Miami. Oh, it's going to be hot.
That's a loss.
Ooh.
That's 10-4.
Commanders. Week 16. Christmas Eve.
I will give that as a... They got to drop one at home. Washington, screw it. 11. What's a win?
That's short a win. Week Thursday at Cleveland.
I'll give the Browns a win there.
What? Whoa. Season finale. Short week, at
short
New
week
England.
On the road. Yeah, yeah.
Browns a win?
Yeah, no, I'll give the Browns a win. That's a loss for the Jets.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
What's the record right there? What do I have?
11-5.
Okay.
11-5. Yeah. At New England.
That's a win.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, please. That point in time, according to you, big ass hot seat right there. Oh,
we're going to be resting guys for the playoffs.
Understood. 12-5. 12-5 for the Jets. 12-5 for the Jets. I just did it.
Jeez.
Rich.
I did it.
Do 12-5.
Do it. I just did it.
Wow.
Man.
What's up?
Yep. Like I said, man, Marvin Harrison is going to be heading to the Cowboys.
Jeez.
Teams are going to be so much better than us.
9.5. Vegas has 9.5, and you're going 12?
I am going 12.
Wow.
4-2 in that big crucible of a six-game
start. Can I redo the Cowboys tomorrow?
Yeah, you can.
I'm telling you.
We got Patriots. Adam wants to come out and do the Bears. We got 2 days.
Mike, you can do the Rams.
I'm telling you right now, they're 17-0 if I do it again.
You know what you're going to do, Chris? You're going to do, I know exactly when you're going to do the Patriots win-loss game. You're going to do it here with Julian Edelman sitting there.
Oh, yes.
On Friday. He has been booked.
Oh,
wait, nice. You Friday's haven't done program. The patch yet?
He is not.
Oh. Why'd I have to go so early?
Why you chose you to go chose early?
No.
Really?
Excuse me.
Did
I asked.
I have no say in anything that does.
I asked. It was a dog day of August. Right?
Someone had to kick it off. I thought I was being rational. And it turns out.
But how's it going to change now that you know that Zeke's not coming? It changes anything?
Now that I know that everyone else is being irrational with their picks.
Now you know it'll be better because Trey Lance is going to pressure Dak.
Takes a nice chunk out of the pie.
Oh, baby.
Yeah.
The season begins tomorrow.
Get your act together.
I mean,
baby. Say that again one more time, Rich, for the people in the cheap seats, please. What happens tomorrow?
Get your damn act together.
The season begins tomorrow.
The season begins tomorrow.
Yes. Yes. And for those who might be new to this program, because we came on the air after the season began on the Roku channel. If you're new to this show on the Roku channel, I start the season off every year on the day of the kickoff by running through off the top of my head all 32 teams and their question marks and their storylines. It's pretty cool.
It's pretty fun.
It's a lot of fun.
Good start.
So be there at the start of the show on Thursday.
Season is not over.
It is yet to begin.
Exactly. That's true. Right there.
As a matter of fact, it's the exact opposite. I can feel it.
I can feel it.
I can feel it.
I can feel it.
And we'll wrap up this show. We'll chat Thursday.
Hey guys, it's Susie Schuster, and I am so excited for my new podcast coming out this fall. It is called What the Football with Susie Schuster and the Princess of Darkness, Amy Trask. If you're looking for a new podcast to listen to about jargon, heavy-legged waistbenders, this is not for you. We're going to have big girl conversations, and we are going super deep to bring you weekly guests that you won't find anywhere else. It is What the Football with Susie Schuster and Amy Trask, wherever you listen.